From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It's been more than 24 hours since hospice doctors, acting on a court order, removed the feeding tube that's kept Terry Schiavo alive for the last 15 years. Ms. Schiavo's husband, Michael, has been locked in a battle with her parents over whether to end her life. Doctors have said she's in a persistent vegetative state, but her parents say she responds to their voices. Republicans on Capitol Hill say they've reached a compromise on new legislation to prolong Schiavo's life. We'll be hearing from NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner in a few moments. But we begin with NPR's Kathy Lohr. She's been to the hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, where Terry Schiavo is a patient. I asked her to describe the scene.
About 5,200 people have been sitting and standing outside the hospice. Some are praying, others are singing. And some conservative religious leaders who've been working with Terry Schiavo's parents were planning to bring her water and bread today as a show of support. But before that happened, Bo Greitz, a former Green Beret commando and leader of far-right militia movement, decided that he would come in on his own and try to rescue Terry Schiavo. So he brought bread and water, or started to bring that bread and water, and he was arrested along with two other people. He is not part of the religious groups who have been on the site for weeks now and does not represent the family in any way. And in fact, after that, a spokesman for the family, a Franciscan monk, Paul O'Donnell, made a short statement saying that Terry Schiavo's parents did not want any more civil disobedience, that a woman here is dying, and that they did not want a circus kind of atmosphere to be happening here. And then Mary Schindler, Terry's mother, came out and made a very brief statement, and she looked very tired. And she just said that, you know, her daughter is starving to death, and she said that this is a daughter she laughed with and cried with and smiled and talked with, and she actually said she was begging Governor Bush and the political leaders in Florida and President Bush and the political leaders in Washington to please save her little girl.
NPR's Kathy Lohr in Florida. Thank you.
Thank you.